Hi, all dear viewers. How have you been? It seems like there's so much going on these days, so haven't had really a chance to boo very much. Well, I booed like a little ramblings thing yesterday, which was kind of funny, about how I couldn't boo on Wednesday and stuff. But I have a video which I may post in another boo, like in the description of another boo, so I can copy and paste the link. So I'll try and do that for you guys so you can see it on Facebook, because I posted it on there. And yeah, it's just like a 1 minute and a bit video of me playing Cora with my friends and stuff. But anyway, I'll see if I can do that or not. This boo's not about the video. This boo is actually about a book, so it's a review. And it's a short review that I've been, you know, I haven't done in a while. I haven't done reviews like this in a while. So I'm going to do two, because I've just read two books. And one of them is called 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher. It's a kind of more teens-based book. But the summary really intrigued me, and though I am interested in kind of adult fiction, very much so, like, especially certain authors, I'm also interested in certain teenage fiction, because it does make you think as well, you know, and it does deal with quite heavy issues, that, you know, people have to deal with nowadays. The main issue this book deals with is suicide. Basically, it's about this guy, Clay Jensen. He's just minding his own business kind of thing. He seems like the kind of pretty model guy, pretty good. Everyone kind of has nothing bad to say about this dude. And he gets a package, a mysterious package with no return address. I'm just kind of saying the blurb, so I'm not really giving any spoilers, because this is exactly what it says on the blurb. But basically, he gets a return package with no address, and he's like, what the hell is this? It's like a kind of shoebox wrapped in brown paper, I think that's what it said. Inside were 7 tapes. And so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, that's pretty right. Yeah, that's right. So 7 tapes. And each, when he puts the first tape in the tape player, he hears a girl who's killed herself 2 weeks ago, and who he really, really liked, called Hannah Baker. And she was like, oh, if you've got this package, you're one of the 13 reasons why I killed myself. So he's like, what the hell? How is this possible? I don't belong on this list. I didn't do anything bad to you. You know, I didn't think anything bad of you. I only tried to help you and stuff. This is like his thought process. Anyway, it's just about the story, and what emotion she was going through, and certain people's small inconsequential actions. You know, they may have seemed really inconsequential or silly or a joke in some cases, or something really little. But they turned into something huge in her world and in her emotional state. Many things kind of piled up on top of one another, and as she called it, the snowball effect, in quotes. I'm doing air quotes. But yeah, it's so interesting. Like, there's like a quote, I haven't memorized it, but it's just, it kind of talks about how everyone has an effect on everyone else's life, and it may seem like something really insignificant, but actually it could be something huge to someone else, be it in a good way or a bad way. And with this girl, it was obviously a bad way. But it's just so interesting. And it's interesting to find out how he fits in the story, and how other people in the school, who seemed really, like, some people's images of people were, like, completely radically changed. Like, if they'd heard the tapes. And then she was proper, like, scaremongering them, as it were. She was like, oh,
I've given a second set of tape to someone, and they're not, who's not on the list. So if you don't pass this tape on to every single person who needs to hear this, which is basically all the people that she's included on the tapes as part of her reasons why, in quotes, then these tapes are going to come up in a very public way, and you would not want that to happen, because obviously there's a lot of secrets on those tapes that she obviously reveals. And yeah, it's so interesting. I really recommend it. Like, however old you are, whatever, fiction, non-fiction, whatever you're into reading, usually, is very interesting. It's well written. It kind of, I like the style where it jumps, it's very different. So like it jumps from him, his thoughts, to what he's listening to, and I really liked that, because yeah, it was just very different and quite catchy and nice. Just a different approach to writing something like that. Yeah, and it was really interesting. Just a really novel idea, I guess. Yeah. So read it.